Well, we give you a warm welcome along to our family and friends service tonight. Trust each one of us will know the Lord's blessing as we've met together. We're going to commence our service with the opening hymn, hymn 203, I Was Sinking Deep in Sin. Great gospel hymn. And after we get the introduction, we'll rise together and let's sing of our best, please. 203, if you're following in the hymn book. When you're up here, that hallelujah does not sound that great. So let's really lift up the hallelujah part. And as we're coming to the end of this opening hymn, we'll ask our brother Derek, if he'll make his way to the pulpit, to open in prayer. But let's really lift it up and get that hallelujah right out. Clear the cobwebs and let's really sing it out well on the last verse, please.
Gracious Father, our eternal O God, tonight we would call upon the name of the Lord, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, a name which is above every other name. We'll thank thee, Father, for the finished work of the cross and that precious shed blood that was shed so freely for sinners and shed for rebels. And we're glad tonight, Lord, that we have been under the blood. We're thankful, Lord, even for the hymn we have sang, that love lifted me. And Lord, when we consider, Lord, we're only sinners saved by grace, but Lord, we were down in the very depths of despair, but the love of Christ lifted me and brought me, Lord, and brought us, each one that knows the Lord here tonight, brought us, Lord, to that saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray tonight that everything will be said and done this evening will go down to thy honour and to thy glory. We pray, Lord, for thy servant as he comes to testify a little later. Lord, that you'll bless him and give him help and give him liberty, Lord, even as he speaks of what the Lord has done in his life, how he was saved, how he was cleansed and redeemed, and even, Lord, how the Lord has led him and kept him on even all these years. We pray, Lord, for the one that sings. We pray, Lord, you'll give him help also, and bless the Lord, the ministry and song tonight, and grant, O Father, that thou indeed, that thou will come and be one of our number. Lord, that thou would presence thyself with us. Lord, that thou would reveal thyself to us this evening, that thou would fill this place with thy glory. Pray for Paul as he leads the meeting tonight, and give him help also. And Lord, as we sing the hymns, Lord, that even that we will raise, Lord, our praise unto the Lord, thanking thee and praising thee for all that thou hast done for each one of us. Lord, we are not unmindful tonight for those who are laid aside in beds of sickness, even from our own congregation here. Many at this time need that touch from thee, and thou knowest each individual need, and thou knowest, Lord, those, Lord, who are going through treatment at this time, and Lord, that thou will go with them, and Lord, even lead them on, even in these days, and bless all who need that touch. Not unmindful of our own minister, Mr. Wilson, Lord, even as him and his family mourn the loss of his dear grandfather. And we do pray, Lord, for the Wilson and Monteith family tonight, Lord, that thou will draw alongside each one of them. Thanking thee, Lord, for every remembrance, Lord, of Ernie, Lord, who, Lord, how thou didst raise up even back in the day, Lord, and to take a stand, Lord, when it was certainly not easy to stand, and certainly was not popular, and yet, Lord, he took a stand for the Lord. And now, Lord, he has now finished his earthly journey. He's finished his service here on earth, and the Lord has called him to be with himself, which of course is far better. And we do pray for the family left behind. Thou knowest the sorrow, the heartache, and we just pray for them that thou indeed would bless them and comfort them. Bless the funeral service tomorrow, the word that goes forth. We pray, Lord, that thou indeed will speak to hearts. Lord, I would pray, Lord, that there'll be those even at the service tomorrow will call upon the name of the Lord. And we pray, even pray for this service this evening, that there'll be those who will call upon the name of the Lord tonight. Oh, we would pray, Lord, for those who know not Christ. Lord, that thou will even already be speaking with them. Thank thee, Lord, for the real sense of thy presence in the service this evening. We believe that the Lord is here. And we do pray, Lord, that thou indeed will speak. Speak to every heart. Speak to us all, Lord. May each and every one of us hear God's speaking voice in this place this evening. Bless everywhere where thy word will be faithfully proclaimed this evening, that thou will bless the ministry of thy word, that Christ might be exalted. Lord, we're so thankful tonight for our standing in the beloved. Lord, we're just simply sinners saved by grace. We do not deserve anything of God's mercy. Yet the Lord has been so gracious to us that he's poured out his abundant mercy upon us. Christ died that we might live. Lord, everything has been taken care of because of Calvary, and we're so thankful for it. So, Lord, we just leave the rest of this meeting to thee this evening. And above all, we would pray that thou will come and be one of our number, for we pray in the Saviour's precious name. Amen.
I want to thank our brother Derek for leading in prayer tonight. We're so glad to have Timothy back with us. Now, Timothy, I have a confession to make to you tonight, because I was making announcements this morning, and instead of calling you the singer, I called you the sinner coming tonight. But thank the Lord, you're a sinner saved by grace, isn't that right? And I wanted to tell you that, because the folk here in Sandown would never remember I said that, but we're glad you're here tonight, and we're going to ask you to come and bring your first messages and song. Thank you, Timothy.
Well, there's nothing worse than arriving in and the first hymn is the song you're going to sing. But it's a slightly different tune. But maybe there's somebody here tonight and you just need to hear the words of this song. And we were singing it the first time, you maybe just weren't picking them up. So you listen carefully as I sing it through this time.
Still need
a hope that's flowing free and rushing like a river from the cross of Calvary to the soul surrendered. My hope is built on nothing less.
Brother Timothy for ministering the song. We'll hear a little bit later on from him. Tremendous second piece, that both pieces, but of that second piece, Christ. He is our only hope for time and for all eternity. We do bid each and every one of you a very warm and sincere welcome along to our family and friends service. We're glad to see you tonight. And if you're visiting with us, we give you that extra special welcome along to Sandown. And for those who are watching online, we bid you welcome as part of our congregation tonight. Just bear with us, please, just for a number of announcements for this incoming week in the will of God. On Tuesday night at 8 p.m. we have our Bible study and prayer meeting, so do remember that. Please come along for Bible study and prayer Tuesday at 8 p.m. And then Friday night at 8 o'clock in the evening is our special ladies meeting this week. The speaker being Mrs. Thelma McLeod, and Mrs. Karen Murray will be along to give her testimony. And the soloist that night will be Miss Faith Haffey. So the ladies are looking forward to that meeting on Friday night, and supper will be served for everyone after that meeting also. And remember, as we said this morning, there will be a stall selling items to raise funds for the Uganda work, so do come prepared for that as well. And then next Lord's Day, Sunday the 21st of April, 10:15 a.m. is our Sunday School and Bible class, 11:30 a.m. is our morning worship service, 2:30 in the afternoon, the Sunday School over in Redburn Community Centre, and then the evening gospel service at 6:30 p.m. The singer that night will be Mr. George Edgar, and the preacher at both of those services will be our own pastor, the Reverend Wilson. Do continue to remember, please, still those who are so unwell in our congregation, those in hospital, and as our brother Derek has already prayed, those who are going through treatment at this time. Then do continue to pray for the Reverend William McCrae for that gospel mission, which is the 12th to the 19th of May. Pray for those series in the gospel, please. And remember, as you're leaving the church tonight, the offering boxes which are available for you to place your tithes and your offerings as you leave. Again, do remember our pastor especially and the whole family circle in prayer on the home call of his grandfather, Mr. Ernie Monteith. And that funeral is tomorrow at 2 p.m., 2 o'clock in the afternoon in our Oma congregation. So do continue to pray for our pastor in these days, especially even for that service tomorrow and that whole family circle, that they may know the continuing hand of the Lord upon their lives in these days. We're going to sing again the hymn 211, will stand to sing the hymn 211. There is a story sweet to hear. I love to tell it too. It fills my heart with hope and cheer. 'Tis old, yet ever new. Let's stand again as we get the introduction and continue that good singing and sing of our best, please. 211. Timothy, if you would please come again and sing your final piece. Thank you.
Decisions on the scales of eternity. went the wrong direction. Now he calls to you again. So will you go and tell the story? Will you spread the word abroad without any hesitation, following the plan of God? Are you running away from Jesus, a strain oh so far? Or are you running away from Jesus by just staying where you are? Is your life filled with avoiding where the Lord would have you be? Weigh up all your life's decisions on the scales of eternity. Has God shown you His direction, spoken from His word? Other voices of confusion blur your vision of the Lord. Don't you know that He'll protect you? Every need He will supply. He'll instruct, He'll teach, He'll guide you with His eye. Are you running away from Jesus, a strain oh so far? Or are you running away from Jesus by just staying where you are? Is your life filled with avoiding where the Lord would have you be? Weigh up all your life's decisions on the scales of eternity. Weigh up all your life's decisions on the scales of eternity.
Again, we really want to thank Timothy for his ministry tonight, for his help in the service. You're both very welcome in our service tonight. And we trust, even as those messages and song have been brought, that you will run to the Lord tonight. The promise is none need perish. And so we trust that many will come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when you come into the pulpit tonight and you see neither speaker nor singer in the church, there is a state of panic enters in. But we're so glad to have our brother Phil Harton with us tonight. We've been looking forward to Phil coming. And Phil, you know you're not a stranger here, and you're among good friends, and we're going to ask you to come now and pass on a word of testimony. You're so welcome, Phil. Come ahead.
I could see the panic on Paul's face just when I was coming in the door. I really, really enjoyed that one. I didn't do it purposely, honestly. And Timothy and Carlin here, they just live up the road from us. So it's just a kind of thing from our area. We don't like being too early and all of that. But here, it's a great privilege to be here tonight. It's a great privilege to be among friends. And it's lovely to recognize people and to know people here tonight, even though it makes me more nervous. But it's great to be here, and it's great to have a testimony to give. And praise the Lord for His goodness. I just want to take this opportunity to thank the Reverend Wilson for the invitation here tonight and the church. And I want to just express our condolences to him and to his family at this difficult time. I want to thank as well you, the congregation, every one of you, for your kindness. I think about the Christmas time, and around that time you've done lots of boxes for the Ukraine appeal. We really appreciate that. Those went into the hands of many, many children and made Christmas that little bit brighter for many of them. And along with that went the gospel literature. So thank you, one and all. And I want to thank you for praying for Harry. And Harry's working alongside us in a gap year. And he's doing a great work for the Lord. And he's involved in schools and many other avenues of serving the Lord. So thank you for praying for him, and keep praying for him. And he's been a great blessing to us this past year. He will finish off his gap year with a final challenge, and that is to take a team to Kenya. So it's quite a challenge. He's doing well on it and so far. And just pray that that law will come together for him. Let's bow in a wee word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the words that have been sung tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for these wonderful words. Love lifted me. Lord, this is not about us tonight. Lord, it's all about thee, and it's all about the love of God in Christ, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners such as me and such as each one that's saved here tonight. Father, we just pray that, Lord, you'll take those words even tonight. Lord, there's nothing happens by chance. We thank you, Lord, for your seal in the meeting already. Lord, even those two songs, both the same. Lord, you make no mistakes. You have a word for someone here tonight, Lord. And I just pray that the Spirit of God will open hearts tonight. Lord, I pray that the good seed of the word that's already been sown, Lord, will find a resting place. Lord, I pray you'll help me tonight. Help me, Lord, to speak little of me and much of Jesus. Lord, be with us now and be with the congregation. Be with ones that are unwell tonight. Maybe there's ones that are listening in online. Lord, will you bless them? Lord, if there's someone listening, Lord, even in the sound of her voice tonight, may the Spirit of God move in their hearts, bringing them to faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Lord, just be with us now and encourage us each one here this night. And maybe say it was good for us to have been here because we met with the Lord himself. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd ask you just to turn in your Bible, please, to Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8, and the verses 35 and 36, we're just going to look just at a couple of verses as regards testimony and challenge. Mark 8 and the verses 35 and 36. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. And this is a wee verse I want to leave with you tonight that's been put on my heart. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? With that in mind, just keep that wee verse open there. We just will refer back to it later, but I want you to think just especially about that. I don't know about you, but I know a lot of people in Belfast, and I've lived in Belfast, I've worked in Belfast, and I know there's a lot of people just enjoy a good takeaway. Put your hand up if you like a good takeaway. Yes, there's Billy Tannertown there. He would take two. All right. A good takeaway, it might be a chippy, or it might be a good Chinese meal or something like that. But tonight when I think about a takeaway, I was thinking about this little word of testimony, and I was thinking, what can you take away from tonight? Now, I haven't got any chips. I don't think there's any Chinese left up, you know. But what there is, when I think about a takeaway, I want you to think about this little line of testimony tonight. And here it is. If you're here tonight, or you're listening tonight, I want to say this to you. If you remember nothing else, remember this. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. Serve Christ. It's so worthwhile. Do not waste it. Only one life, and it's only what's done for Christ will last. I'm going to rewind a wee bit in my story. I'm going to write back 20 years till I was 4 years of age. And if you believe that, you believe anything. I wish. But at 4 years of age, I was living with my mum and dad in Portrush. And my dad, Jim Harton, he had just completed studying in what's called now, or was way back in the day, the Theological Hall. Put your hand up if you ever remember that. Only people of a certain age will remember that, okay? But it's now called the Whitfield College of the Bible. It's got a wee bit more fancy, I think. So my dad, he worked part-time as a council worker, a part-time in the police, just to provide an income for us in those days when he was studying and travelling down to Belfast. And I remember my mum saying when I was only young, she says, we didn't really have much money. She says, what I used to do, I used to save up coupons. Now, I'm going to watch out to see if anybody smiles at this, because if you do, I know that you will know this. I don't actually know what these are, but they were called, she tells me, Green Shield Stamps. There you go. And she said, I bought you a tractor, a red tractor that year. So there you are, with saving up the coupons. And she just had to put a wee bit to it, I think. But then as a family, we moved from sunny Portrush. My dad had gotten a call to his first church, and it was down there in Portafogie, in the fishing village of Portafogie. And there at the manse, because I know you're talking, this little series is really about a child of the manse. It's a kind of different angle on it. I never really thought of it as this before myself. But there at the manse, my two sisters, Cherry and Rachel, they appeared on the scene when we moved down there. They melted my head at times, and I melted theirs. But it was always good to have someone else to blame someone on if something went wrong in the house or something got broke. Well, it wasn't me, it must have been them, and vice versa. And then we all got sent to bed. Anyway, so looking back, I think about this. I think sometimes maybe I read too many Beanos and Dandies. Anybody remember those? Yes. Yes. I'll tell you why I mention this, because I love this character called Dennis the Menace. All right? And I suppose in some ways I maybe was a little bit like him, unfortunately. One evening during the church committee meeting in the manse, I remember I thought it would be really good fun. When the church committee meeting was on, I would get some potatoes, old potatoes, not cooked ones, and I would push them up the exhaust of a couple of the boys in the church committee. I thought it was good fun. But maybe too much Dennis the Menace. They didn't think it was good fun, and my dad didn't think it was good fun, and I was trying to pretend I was sleeping in bed at that stage. And another occasion, I remember a few of us lads were sitting in the back pew of the church in Portafogie, and the sermon would be ongoing, and we would quietly have our heads down. We were sharing sweets. People might have thought we were praying. But his boys were the head down behind the pew and whispering to each other. And this particular Sunday, the voice from the pulpit went strangely silent. And then I lifted my head up. What's happened? And I heard a voice saying, I will speak to you, Philip, when I get home. So needless to say, there was not a good application to that sermon for me that day. It didn't work out too good. But that was growing up. I want to thank my mum and dad tonight, because they sent us along faithfully to the various children's meetings and youth meetings in the church. And one evening I remember coming home from church, or there was a children's meeting, and talking to my mum and asking her questions, and it was about salvation. And that night I prayed, and I asked the Lord Jesus to forgive my sin and to come into my life that particular evening as a young boy. But you know, sadly, as a young man growing up, there was little spiritual fruit evidenced in my life, especially during my teen years. And yet I'm thankful for a mum and a dad that stuck with us. Sunday school teachers, youth leaders who took time with me to learn verses, to teach me a catechism when I had no interest in catechism. I wanted to go out and play football with the rest of the boys out in the street and the rest of the boys in the estate. But they took time with me and taught me God's word. I think about people tonight, people that came to mind when I was thinking about this testimony to the glory of God. I was thinking about people like Sammy Beattie from Portafogie, the youth leader. I thought about a couple called Edwin and Roberta Murray who opened their home to us, and we would meet there with them. People like the Reverend and Mrs. Crane, the leaders at Castle Welland annual weekend. They had a patience of a saint. And I think about them. I think about grandparents who prayed. Grandparents that I would hear praying for mission, praying for God's work behind the Iron Curtain. I thank God for people. And to me, they are the absolute definition of what it means to be faithful. To be faithful. To be patient. And so I'm saying to you tonight, no matter what area of God's work you're in, no matter who you are, maybe you're a parent tonight, maybe you're a grandparent, maybe you're just friends of others in the church, I want you to say tonight, I want to say to you, don't give up. Keep investing in young people. It is all worthwhile. It's a long-term investment. But I'm testament tonight, to the faithfulness of faithful people who took time with me and who loved me. I remember my mum dropping a bombshell at her time in Portofogy. We had a great time there. It was great growing up in a fishing village. It was great making friends. It was great just in the open air, down the beach and all sorts of things as a child growing up and with the family. But you know, I remember my mum dropping this bombshell. She says, Philip, I need to talk to you. And I'm thinking, what have I done now? My head was racing. And she said, your dad is praying about the call of God to move to Mount Marion in East Belfast. Whew. Well, those words didn't do anything for me. I thought to myself, I'm not going. I was filled with anger, actually. I'm not going. You can go. I'm not going. And on an ill-stroppy head, I went off into the bedroom and I pulled open the first drawer and I got a bag and I filled it with stuff, but it was all just socks. And then I thought to myself, well, where am I going to go? I've no money. I was 17, about 16, 17 maybe at this stage. And my mum still reminds me about that, packing that bag and all the rest of it, and what I was going to do. You know, when I thought about this, I thought about my life from P2 to P7 through primary school, all through secondary school. I'd made friends in the village. We played football together with the boys. And then I began to settle into a job as an apprentice there at Huddleston Engineering. And then I met this legend called Billy Tanner. And we'll not say any more. But I thought about all of those things at Portofogy. All these things right up until then had happened in my life. And this is where I was. Now we were going to be moving to Belfast. All I knew about Belfast was what I heard about in the news. And at that time, it was the troubles were ongoing. There was bombings, there were shootings, there was people being killed. And I thought to myself, I might as well go to Beirut, because it was in the news for all the same things. You know, when I came to Belfast, I began to knock about with some lads and different friends of me. Had some really good friends, some that were good for us, and we weren't so good maybe for them. But knocking about then with some other lads as well. It was all about banter and cars and chasing cars, and never did really catch many. But from 17 to 19, this was my life. Searching for fulfillment, searching for pleasure, searching for meaning, finding plenty of pleasure, but it was all short term. And the Bible reminds us that the pleasures of this world, the pleasures of sin, are only but for a season, isn't that right? It's like building, our brother sang tonight, building sandcastles in the sand. Maybe there's someone here tonight. Maybe that's like you. And your life has just been like building sandcastles in the sand, just living for yourself, living for what you can get. And you know, you look back and you wonder, what's it all about? You know, that's a little bit like me at that stage in my life. I wondered where life was taking me. We read there in the book of Haggai, you don't need to turn to it tonight, but it came to my mind tonight, chapter 1 and verse 6. Here's what it says, you have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye have not been filled with drink. Ye have earned wages, and an earned wages to put it into a bag with holes. I wonder, does that describe your life tonight? Is that what the Bible describes you tonight? That like your life is like wages. It's like putting your money into a bag with holes. It keeps seem to disappear, and life just seems to go through your fingertips. And then the Lord said to Haggai and to the people, here's what he said. Get this. Consider your ways. And you know, it's good to stop in life, in the busyness of life, and to consider your ways. You know, when I think about, we're thinking about tonight the months, and when we moved to Belfast, to Mount Marion, I always remember my mum and dad praying for us and waiting up for us to come home, especially me, no matter what time of night it was. They never talked to me about the problems or the challenges they faced in ministry, because if you're in ministry, you will face many, many, many challenges. They never talked about those things. They never put other people down. They never put churches down. They never put people down. And I'm thankful for them tonight. sometimes people would say that they knew I was out in the world, and sometimes people would come with stories to your dad and tell about this, and I seen him here and I seen him there. But you know, here's the thing tonight, when I thought about all of that, here's the challenge in all of that. I wonder, did those same people pray for us as much as maybe they talked about us? There's a little lesson for my life and maybe your life tonight. You know, don't talk about people. No matter how far into the world they've went, no matter what they've done, where they go, don't talk about the prodigal. Talk to the prodigal. Love them. Love them. Pray for them. And don't give up on them. I'm thankful tonight that people did not give up on me. You know, I'm standing here tonight only by the grace of God. And I say to you, maybe a parent, maybe a grandparent, maybe you have young people, relations out in the world. They've wandered far from God. They've been at Sunday school, children's meeting. They've heard the word of God in your home. And tonight they're far away. Don't give up on them. God is still faithful. Think about the prodigal son. Look at me, I'm testament to it. Only by the grace of God. The prodigal went off into the far country. But where was the father? He was waiting for the arms wide open. Keep your arms wide open. Even though you've been discouraged. Even though you've been put down. Even though things have went completely wrong in the wrong direction. You think the young person, maybe it's an older person now. And they're never ever going to trust the Lord. They've went too far. They're so deep into alcohol. They're so deep into drugs. They're so deep into the things of this world. And they don't seem to care. Well, there's one who still cares. And his name is the Lord Jesus. What were we singing about tonight? What were we all singing? Love, lift it. Oh, I think I'm the children's meeting now. We'll try that again. Love, lift it. Me. What do God's people say? Amen. Praise the Lord for his love. The love that brought salvation down, that brought our Savior to die on that cruel cross. And it was love that nailed him to the tree. And you know, when I think about that tonight, I think about many prodigals in Northern Ireland. There are many, many people. I see many people, and I think about many of the people that I ran about with. And tonight, they're still far from the tender shepherd's care. But you know, me and a few boys decided we would go to a big place far away called Portadown. Hardly even heard of it. Who's heard of Portadown? Yes, center of the universe. And a few other friends, we would go there on a road trip, and we'll all jump into the car and we'll go there. And we started going there every Saturday night because there was lots of stuff happening around that area on a Saturday night. You had what was called the Cleft. I don't know if you remember that. No, maybe. I'm thinking there, Guildford Free Church, there was the Flame. There was a whole load of things going on, lots of different things happening. And on a Saturday night, after all those things happened, everybody seemed to meet in this car park. Now, literally, there was hundreds of people. I'm not exaggerating with that. You had to queue up on the carriageway to get in. And then when you did get in, you didn't go out. And you stayed there the dear knows when. You were parking up beside people, and people were opening the window, and they were chatting. And then people would run up, get a kebab, and bring them down and chatting. And it was a great opportunity to meet people. And I remember meeting a girl there that night. And I thought to myself, well, hello. I thought, she looks nice. She maybe didn't think I looked nice. Same old story. But to cut a long story short, we got into a relationship in spite of everything. And Sharon was saved. She loved the Lord Jesus and she was serving the Lord Jesus. And here was me going to church, all dressed up on a Sunday. And when I think about church, I thought about it. I was there with a suit and tie on a Sunday, and I couldn't wait to get away, because then I would get changed and would go off and would do stupid things out in the world. Maybe there's someone here tonight or listening to the sound of my voice, and that's your life. You're living to please yourself during the week, and then on a Sunday, you're trying to please your parents or someone else. You know, you're not really impressing anybody, for the Lord sees, and the Lord saw me. And he saw me as exactly I was. I was without him. I was far from him. And there, I remember after a few months, maybe even a year or so, in that relationship, we were going out together. And I remember for three weeks, I couldn't sleep in my bed. What was it? Why can I not sleep? I'm thinking about where will I go? What if I didn't waken up tonight? Where would I spend eternity? And you know what, over those 3 weeks, I'm not great at talking to people at that stage anyhow. I wasn't great at talking to people about myself. And men, that's a problem in Northern Ireland and across the globe. Men get problems. We all get problems and we don't talk about them to anyone else. Men, here's the thing. It's all right to talk to someone else about your problems. Women are great at it. They'll go for a cup of coffee and they'll talk all day. You're great, most of yous. But learn to speak. Learn to talk to someone if something's bothering you. We all have mental health issues at times. There will be times when we face difficulties. We face dark days. Take the time to talk. Talk to someone that you can trust. But most importantly, if you're saved, talk to the Lord. He cares and he will be with you through the darkest of valleys. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff to comfort me. Do you know I got the confidence up? It was only the Lord gave it to me, I believe, and his grace. And when the Holy Spirit was moving, convicting me of my sin, well, I talked to Sharon finally. And I said, I need to talk to you. And we're sitting in the car, and she said, you need to talk to my brother. And her brother had just been home from missionary furlough. His name's Stephen Smith with Acree Gospel Mission. And Stephen was up in the house, her brother. And he came out to the car, and I told him how I was feeling. And you know, that night I cried. And you know, sometimes up until that point, I used to think in life, real men don't cry. That's the message sometimes we can believe in our head. But you know, I think about it now. What does the Bible say? Jesus wept. And you know, I was convicted of my sin. I knew I couldn't go any further. I was at a crossroads in my life. And maybe there's someone here listening in the sound of my voice, and you are at a crossroads in your life tonight. What are you going to do? I knew, what am I going to do? I can't keep leading this girl on. I need to either follow Jesus Christ or go off in my own way, knowing that someday I will stand before God. I reached down in the pocket of the car. I lifted up a hymn sheet just like this. I opened it up, and I read the words just before I had met Stephen. And here were the words of a song, Rock of Ages. How does it go? Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. And I read that other verses right down to the end. See thee on thy judgment throne. Whew. And that really, that convicted me even more that night. I knew that if I was to see the Lord Jesus and I wasn't trusting him, I had made a profession, but there was no fruit. And you know, the Lord's looking for the fruit in our lives. And I thought, that was just a profession. I want the real thing. And you know, that night, Stephen said, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. He says, take the world out of that and put your name in there. You know what to do. And I put my name in there. For God so loved Phil, that if Phil believeth in him, he need not, he should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you know, I trusted the Savior that night with tears running down my face. And that night the Lord saved me. And when you ask the Lord to save you, he will save you as well. His promise is true. He will not forget you. He calls you and he saves you and he keeps you. Now think about these words. The words of a song that mean a lot to us. I love to sing them. We get opportunity to go to youth meetings, although I'm ill enough to be their da and all the rest. Tim's a good singer there. And love these words. Come behold the wondrous mystery. Christ the Lord upon the tree, upon the cross. In the stead of ruined sinners hangs the Lamb in victory. See the price of our redemption. See the Father's plan unfold, bringing many sons to glory, grace unmeasured, love untold. And praise the Lord for his love to us. Love lifted me. You know, there are many times since that I've sadly allowed my love for other things to come before the Lord. Sometimes growing up in those impressionable years, I remember more love maybe for my country. And it's all right to love your country. And it's all right to love your culture. But you know, I was putting that before God. And I remember one night ending up literally on the flat of my back. But God in his mercy, he gave me another chance. And that night again, I recommitted my life to following him. Young person, older person, don't let anything come before the Lord. He loves you and he wants you to serve him. I think about the wee word joy that we would learn in Sunday school in Portofogie. We would learn about it in Mount Marion. J-O-Y. What's it stand for? Jesus first, others next, and yourself last. You know, that's the true source of joy, putting the Lord first, keeping in his word, and talking to him in prayer each day. You know, cutting a long story short now, time's flying, I'm almost finished. Eventually, Sharon and I, we got married, and God blessed us over the years with four children, Daniel, Faith, Joshua, and Isaac, and who, though are mostly grown up, we still love dearly, and we pray for them each day, that God will speak to each one of them and call them into his service, because it's the only life that's worth living. You know, many people have encouraged us along the journey to get involved in serving God. I think about the story that we would have learned, and you know so well, of Amy Carmichael, the girl who went to India to serve the Lord. She said, "We are saved to serve, not saved to sit." And what wonderful truth there is in that. The Lord wants us to be working for him, to be living for him. Young people, older person, but especially those that are young, get into company with other young people, ones who love the Lord and want to serve him. Iron sharpens iron. I think about Chris and Linda Killen, pivotal people in our lives as well, growing up as young adults. They commenced the Haven Outreach in Lisburn on a Saturday night, a place where people would come in for coffee and tea and all the rest of it. People just from the streets, people who were passing by. And we had the opportunity to speak to them. Chris encouraged us to give out the gospel tracts, encouraged us to go to many meetings to get involved in helping to spread the news of the gospel. Thank God for people like that. Maybe you're an older person. I want to encourage you tonight. Remember I said, don't talk about the young people. Just get alongside them. Be there for them. Maybe there's a young person in your heart tonight and you could really encourage them. Why don't you encourage them? The next time you see them, just encourage them and say, "I'm praying for you." What a blessing that is. What a blessing it is. I thank God for the many people who have been a blessing in my life. Thank you, one and all. I haven't time to mention them all tonight. I haven't time to mention all the different places. But the focus tonight has been on the manse. I think about in Portofogie. I think about in Mount Marion. I think about then, later on, the opportunity to serve the Lord in Martyrs Memorial Church in Portadown, especially there with the reach among young people, and then in Tandragee presently. Thank God for the opportunities he gives. Young people, if you want to serve, older person, get involved in your church first. Get involved. There's always so many needs and there's so many opportunities. Several years ago, Sharon and I had the opportunity to get alongside some more young people, young adults, and a little organization that we were just involved with called SERVE. It simply stands for Service, Evangelism, Resources, Vision, and Encouragement. And this year, this summer, this spring and summer, God willing, there will be five international teams that will be led by young people. And that encourages me. Young people who will take these teams of other young people to different parts of the world. And then there's other opportunities to serve the Lord this spring and summer locally, from McGabry, little Bible clubs, to Carrie Duff, to Bush Mills, and different places. But you know, I'm encouraged that God gives us the opportunity to serve him. I'm thankful for him tonight. Without him, we would be lost. There was a sports star. He was an Englishman, and he was called C.T. Studd. And he said these wonderful words, "Only one life, it will soon be past, and it's only what's done for Christ will last." How true those words are. I'm 52 years of age. I can't believe it. I think, in my head, I think I'm still a teenager. But you know, my life is mostly gone. It's mostly gone. But it's only what's done for Christ will last. I'm saying to you tonight in closing, invest your life in service. Don't waste your life. Get involved. If there's someone listening to me tonight, I want you to get this. Get involved. Don't just be a nominal Christian. Go to church and then the rest of the week just work all week. Don't do that. Go to church. Get involved in church. Lord, what do you want me to do? And throw yourself into it when he shows you. There's no greater joy in serving the Lord. You know, I had opportunity in the years where I was far from the Lord to go abroad, to lie on beaches, to do all the things that everybody does. And that's nice to get a wee break. But you know, it doesn't compare to going on a mission team. Just getting alongside people and serving the Lord, the camaraderie, the fellowship, the unitedness of purpose. And you know, tonight I've been at the opportunity to go to our brother Noel in the Philippines and met people there who are so on fire for the Lord Jesus that it's just contagious. And it's that whole iron sharpening iron. And so tonight I'm encouraging you. You don't need to go to the far side of the world. Just ask God where he wants you to go and faithfully serve him. And, you know, invest your life in his service. It is all worthwhile. It is all worthwhile. You know, if there's anyone who wants to speak to us tonight after the meeting, I am your servant for Jesus' sake. I can't save you, but I can show you one that saved me and can lead you on with himself. Maybe you're wanting to get involved. Have a chat with us. But most importantly, get involved in your church. Get involved in your prayer meetings. That's the engine room of God's work. And there'll be nothing achieved without personal prayer and collective prayer. And so God is at work. I had the opportunity to go a couple of weeks ago to a camp. And I got a little text the other day just to say that there's a young person invited another young person to that camp. And that young person trusted the Savior. What do God's people say? Amen. God is still at work. So I encourage you, get involved, be part of his work, and there's no greater joy in serving him. Amen. Amen.
We are so indebted to Phil coming along tonight, and we have tremendous memories of your dad. And he was such an encouragement himself to us all in the work of God. And I know, Phil, you're exactly the same. And you've encouraged so many people to get involved in God's work. And we're very thankful that you've come along tonight just to tell of God's goodness and the salvation in your life. And you're waving your arms about there so much in the pulpit, I thought I was going to get a clout. But there's joy in serving Jesus, and Philip's heart is full of the joy of the Lord, and I know that, and we all know that. We're going to bring our family and friend service to a close with our closing hymn, hymn 151 in our hymn books. The last verse, "Let me labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun," and that's what Phil has encouraged us all about tonight, to get involved in the work of God. If you're saved, you're saved to serve. You're not saved to sit. And so let us labour for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. We'll stand after we get the introduction. As we come to the close of this hymn, we're going to ask our brother John if he'll come and close our meeting in prayer and give thanks for the food. The room just to the side here, and also the rooms upstairs, are set for you for a time of food and fellowship. Do stay with us. But if you can't stay, our brother Phil will go to the door, if you would, please, and just to say hello to you, and do speak with him and be encouraged and encourage him even in the things of God tonight. So if you need to get away, Phil will be at the door. But we'll stand after we get the introduction, hymn 151, "When the Roll is Called Up Yonder, I'll Be There."